Who are the serious candidates when it comes to the mayoral election?
Well, right now, of course, Helena Moreno is the front runner, both in fundraising and all the polls. Then we, of course, have Oliver Thomas, who is the current city council member, and the other viable candidates would be Arthur Hunter, who's a retired criminal court judge, and then Royce DuPlessis, who jumped into the race a little bit later, and but he was a state senator, and his name is out there. Many people would suggest he hasn't had quite enough experience in city government as of now.
Why politically, and I'm not asking you to speak for any candidate, but why would somebody, and again, I'm not trying to ask you to get into their head, but they have to make a calculated decision about their political future, like, for example, Royce DuPlessis. Is there something he can gain by running for mayor, even if he doesn't win, just, I guess, whether it's name recognition or people understanding, oh, yeah, next time, Royce DuPlessis, I remember him like that?
Certainly, name recognition is probably the number one component. Although many individuals would not have known the name Royce DuPlessis with this particular campaign, his name is getting out there. And of course, typically with the race, we'll have whoever wins this mayoral race will serve for 8 years. So then Royce would have a time to really get to probably be the front runner maybe in 8 years. Of course, we can't predict anything that far in advance, but certainly that gives him an advantage in running.
But, you know, as you say 8 years, that makes me think about New Orleans and mayors. And although it's an election for the first term, if you're mayor of New Orleans, you're almost guaranteed a second term, are you not? Unless you really mess up badly?
You are, unless you really mess something up. But the incumbency effect is strong in every elected position, and certainly as mayor, that incumbency effect will influence many, many people.
When it comes to before the election, Helena Moreno seemed like the easy front runner. Has anything happened to change that? And is this all about issues or personality? I know they had the mayoral symposium last night, yesterday. Silence is Violence put it on. I don't know what issues came up. I didn't go to it. I see the story at Channel 4. Is it about issues or is it about personality here?
I think both come into play. The issues, of course, and the candidates are pretty much talking about the issues of affordable housing and safety. Although our crime rates are down, people look at the idea of safety, so that has to be addressed. And then, of course, the economy, bringing in businesses to the New Orleans area. The mayor is not involved in education, because, of course, we have the school board with their members. But he or she can act as a cheerleader for education in New Orleans. So that, once in a while, does come up as an issue.
I see.
There's been multiple forums and debates if an individual would like to learn more about the candidates. We certainly have ample opportunities, churches, groups, firms at different churches, at different organizations. The organizations have stepped in. Years ago, we had in New Orleans the Black political organizations, Life and Bold and Soul. But now those are not prominent anymore. But we have organizations whose aims are to get information to the public in elections. And some of them are partisan, but many of them are nonpartisan. So voters have the opportunity to get information on the candidates, not only through the media, but through these forums and debates.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I see Helena Moreno quoted as saying, on day one, I can start working for you and take this city in a new direction to ensure you this, you get the city services you deserve, and that includes keeping you safe. The only thing I would say is be careful about that day one stuff. Just be careful about that day one stuff. 752, 8 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:57, 3 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Rosalind Cook, adjunct professor of political science at Tulane, about the upcoming mayoral race. Professor, somebody texted in, I think this is a great question, about how politics in New Orleans have changed since Katrina. And I remember the changes to the council, and Stacey Head, I think, was one of them, and the others that stepped up that were not members of the traditional political organizations. Was that, you can't use a phrase with Katrina without it being an unfortunate pun, but was that a sea change when it comes to organizations like Life, Bold, Coup, and Soul?
Yes, I think so. Individuals became more interested after Katrina was where everyone wanted to know, should I come back? Should I build back? What will the city of New Orleans look like? And people started to individually go to forums and debates, and the big alphabet organizations lost some of their appeal.
Are they gone for good or not?
Well, as of now, I would say we don't hear about them very, very little. And unless something unforeseen happens, I don't really think there'll be the same reorganization of any of those particular organizations at this point.
How likely is it that anyone that is elected mayor actually makes a big difference in the way the city's run?
I think it is important who we have as mayor. I don't think the most important thing, but I think certainly the mayor is an important position. Also, we have to think about how the mayor will interact with the city council to bring about changes and for the betterment of the city of New Orleans.
Thank you, Professor. I appreciate your time. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Stephanie Regal, business writer for the Times-Picayune, NOLA.com. I don't know if you're a Catholic or not, if you go to church, but the parish, Catholic parishes and charities are going to have to pay $60 million as part of the settlement in the bankruptcy case. So I guess that means more collections, or I don't know. And would you be willing to pay to have your money go to that settlement?